What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, back at it here on The Fan. It is Jonathan Pito and Spencer German with you guys.
I love that Daryl drop, by the way. It's the best.
Somebody step on a duck. It'll always
make
me.
Step on a duck.
As I'm saying, I could be listening to the car, I laugh. I could be here, I laugh. It just keeps on coming. Like, it's just the best.
Let's talk. I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
That's a good one, too. Let's talk to the dangerous one. His name is Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we doing today?
I am here for your amusement and entertainment.
What am I, a clown
we
to you?
Appreciate that, Daryl.
Daryl, it's always a good time to talk to you. It's always a good time to go back and forth. I got to tell you, though, I have no idea what's going on with this stadium situation. I've stayed in the dark in many respects. Your tweets are the only thing that keeps me informed. But I don't know how to read this now. I'm lost. I just saw you tweet moments ago about the idea that Cleveland and Cuyahoga County say they're walking away from task force meetings with the Greater Cleveland Partnership. And then you quote tweeted that tweet and gave your response to it. And so yesterday with Justin Bibb, it sounded like we were done with stadium conversation and they're moving forward. Are we back in on stadium conversation? Where do we sit?
Well, Bibb walked his comments back today. Goes on Fox 8 and says, yeah, I got better things to worry about than the Cleveland Browns. And then today, I guess he's walking those comments back. So, yeah, just very unserious community leadership right now. It's just a messy war of words. And the shame of it never had to come to this. You know, the Browns started their stadium process 7 years ago. It was the worst kept secret in the county that they were exploring stadium sites. Nobody got involved with them, you know. Everybody waited to the last minute, as the politicians and the leadership does in this area, always wait to the last minute when everything hits the fan. And then, again, you end up with this, you know, just ugly war of words that's completely unproductive, that doesn't move anything forward. Apparently, the only thing that matters now in Cuyahoga County is downtown Cleveland. So no other development in the county, okay? Unless it's downtown Cleveland, you're just absolutely shattering the core of the area if the development's not in downtown Cleveland. I don't get it. I really don't. And the Browns have tried for years to get people in rooms, and people are unresponsive to them. And these are the same people putting out statements every day, just, you know, trying to, you know, rip the organization for wanting to leave the lakefront. And, oh, my God, go 10 minutes down the road across from the airport, which they're about to sink $2 billion into to put a dome. I don't get and understand the unseriousness of the political and local business leadership at times in this area. It makes no sense to me.
So Daryl, is the thing that halts this war of words, as we've continued to call it, just waiting for the state budget to get approved, and if it does, then like everyone can just move forward finally and we can put this thing to bed? Like, is that basically just what we're waiting for at this point, to stop having to have these conversations and write stories every time there's a new statement that gets put out by somebody?
Well, here's a chestnut I found out today. The Browns have offered the city of Cleveland a substantial amount of money. And the mayor has told the Browns, I'm not interested in talking to you until June 30th. And obviously, June 30th, that's when the state budget will be resolved, right? We will know if the funding, not only for the Browns, but funding for the Bengals. Like, let's not forget about them. They have a stadium issue there in Hamilton County as well. So, and that's what I'm talking about. When you have political leadership that won't even have dialogue with the Browns, what are the Browns supposed to do? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can be mad at the Browns all you want, but when the county executive and the mayor won't talk to you, what are you supposed to do? So, it's pretty easy to side with the Browns. And you know how hard it is for me to side with the Browns on anything. But, like, you know, and that's why I say it's very unserious local leadership. And they're, you know, they're trying to paint the Haslams out to be a bunch of money grabbers. Well, Bedrock got a $3.5 billion TIF for the riverfront development project. The Browns are looking now. They've already said they're going to pick up the county portion. County doesn't want to participate. The Browns said, fine, we will go ahead and do it without you. And then the county has to come back and see, you didn't need us to begin with. All you're trying to do is steal money from us. You know, instead of taking the victory lap of, hey, fought the Browns, you know what, save the Cuyahoga County taxpayer from this project, you know, the Browns are going to go ahead and pick up the tab. Instead of graciously taking the political victory lap, it, again, war of words, a nasty war of words. It's unfortunate that that's what this stuff seems to come to around here. But, you know, right now the Browns are looking at it basically doing a $1 billion TIF, a tax increment, you know, financing, you know, model for there. And we don't even know if that's going to happen, you know, depending how the state decides to do, you know, their budget and how they're going to work that $600 million state contribution. We'll tell you this, the state contribution is a lot less than a lot of other states are contributing toward new stadiums around the NFL.
All right, last one on this, Daryl, and then we'll get to some other Brown stuff here. But So tell me, why is it you believe that Justin Bibb felt like he was waving the white flag yesterday and then is walking back those comments today?
Because I think he realized what he said and how bad of a look it was politically and how dismissive it came off. The Browns are not staying in that stadium. I will be stunned if they end up still in that stadium. I think it's all political motivation. That's all it is. It's all political performance art. And oh, by the way, Mayor Bibb, very bad at it. He's very bad at a lot of stuff. He's been really bad at this.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. Let's get into more football conversations here, Daryl. And yeah. I know the big topic at hand this week has been a lot revolving around Deshaun Watson and his potential return at some point next season. I'm not asking you to like give me like an etched in stone, like here's how it's all going to go. Here's how it's going to get mapped out. I know you don't know the exact timeline, but just your best guess as to how the Browns will handle Deshaun's recovery and a potential return to the field during the season next year. Like, what will it look like in your mind?
I don't anticipate that Deshaun Watson is going to be available to them this year. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair or realistic to expect that Deshaun is going to be available. They went out and got the Cleveland Browns are planning for Deshaun Watson to be available this year. They drafted two guys. They traded for another and signed another in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, Daryl, I feel like even if he ends up becoming, available because of whatever reason you want to, right? But he's healthy and he can actually play. He's got so many people he'd have to climb, and I don't know what he could do in practices or otherwise that would convince the Browns that they need to throw him out there. Like, I get why in Deshaun's best interest he'd want to see the field. He's got to try to sell him on basically him to everyone else. I just don't know why the Browns would ever get to that spot.
Yeah, I right now, football wise, I don't think it makes sense. And for like Deshaun's health wise, I don't think it makes sense. You know, they're providing with every resource to, you know, recover, rehab, bounce back from that injury. But I have no expectation that Deshaun Watson sees the field this year.
How could it play out, Daryl, if he believes he's going to be ready at some point in the season, but what if the Browns just decide we're going to put him on the IR before the season starts and that would then end his season? Like, is that a scenario you think could potentially happen? Like, does it matter if Deshaun thinks that he'll be ready at some point in the season and he'd rather be on the pup list?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think obviously Deshaun's, and I'm not trying to speak for him because I've not spoken to him or his people, but you know, the competitor in him, I would imagine that he would not want, to be put on pop or IR for the season, right? He'd want to have the option of being able to come back. But, I think we're just a little too early in this process to try and figure out what Andrew Berry would ultimately want or decide, you know, to do in that regard. I think the JOK situation was a little different, coming off that, the neck injury or whatnot. I think that's a little different. I'm not going to even try and venture a guess as to how Andrew Berry might, approach that. But I do believe that he won't play this season. So my own personal belief being what it is, then to your question, yeah, it would totally make sense that they put him on that, that pup IR list that, basically means that, he's out. Now, here's the bad part of that and why that wouldn't be smart to do that right now. Because, when they did it with JOK, now he is not allowed to practice or participate in any stuff. He is done. Okay. Well, I do think you want the option, right, of at least allowing Deshaun Watson on the practice field and to do stuff, right? So I don't know that you want to, by designating him now, which I don't believe they're going to do, but you want to have as much flexibility with his rehab and recovery and not place any restrictions or limitations on it until you absolutely have to.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns insider, of course, courtesy of Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, I know it's up to the owners and not up to you, but if it was up to you, would you have banned the tush push?
I would have.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Me too.
Here's why. Yeah. Here's why. I don't feel it's a pure football play. It's a bunch of guys getting behind the quarterback, shoving him forward after the offensive linemen try and submarine the defensive line. I don't like the aiding the run from behind thing. I'm old school. It used to be a foul years ago before they relaxed that rule. And I'd like to see the league go back to that. Now, if you quarterback sneak and your quarterback finds a hole and finds a gap and beats the defense that way, to me, that's how football should be. I don't know how you defend when you've got three and four guys shoving a quarterback from behind, pushing forward. I don't know how you defend that. And look, you credit Philadelphia for taking advantage of a rule, perfecting a play that takes advantage of that rule that, by the way, nobody in the NFL has been able to replicate, which obviously I think is part of this resistance to it. But I just don't think shoving a runner from behind is true football competition, but that's just me. Now, talking out of the other side of my mouth, I loved the play a couple years ago in Baltimore where half the Browns' offensive line was shoving David Njoku 25 yards down the field, right? I mean, that was a cool play. But, I would have banned the tush-push. But it's here, and we get to have this conversation again in 12 months.
All right, Daryl, we appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll catch up with you later. Thanks.
Thanks, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.